No, Witherspoon and Company recorded live down in Cincinnati, Ohio, I do believe. I don't have those notes, but he was the performer who was in our third Hall Pass program. Fourth would have been Joe Trischler, the doctor is in, and the folks that we have coming up, about ready to enlarge the performance space, Sean Carney from up in Columbus, Ohio, and I think I'll wait to introduce all the folks. Sean, if that's cool, would you? Okay. Let you guys get warmed up. I know it's really cool in here, but Juliet is doing a great job, and she's got you a really great mix, so let's take advantage of her while we can. Sean Carney and Company and the Joint Rockers, I do believe.
Fall. They had a little Willie Jr. and that ain't all. too. Here we go.
I guess generally it would be known as a tribute to Johnny Otis, but I know, Sean, that you and I, it's a tribute to Pete Williams, or Pete Lewis,
yeah.
Right? Guitar Pete Lewis. Great guitarist, and I don't think he wound up in such great stead, but it's great to hear his music. And I want to milk you guys for another cut, let these horn players get geared up, and then I'll nail you to the wall and get IDs and everybody.
All right.
Sounds good in here.
Pleasure to be here, Dave.
Well, thank you so much.
Here's a Roscoe Gordon tune.
One, two. One, two, three. Thank you.
kiss. Turn your lamp down low. You know that I can't resist. A teeny weeny bit, an teeny weeny bit of your love. I don't want much. All I want is a little bit. I don't want it all. I just don't want a little bit. A teeny weeny bit, an teeny weeny bit of your love.
Well, about the only thing missing on that cut was that, didn't he used to have a chicken that he attached to the top of his piano? Roscoe Gordon. I don't know. It's great, man. I'm not sure. I was just going to write down some notes and discuss some things to talk about. But, you know, you're taking us on a sort of a trip from where it all came from. And that's great, Sean. It sounds to me like you almost have three or four different groups going on right now. To say anything about allegiance to one, but just that you're adept at that many forms, and that's great. You know, you're not locked into a Texas trio thing. You're not locked into a West Coast thing. I've always admired a gentleman from Rhode Island that does that.
Yeah.
And you seem to be very strong at that, man. And my hat, I don't have a hat. Don't have any hair either. But it's my hat's off to you, man. I'll introduce the group. It would be best if you did.
Well, okay. On the trumpet, I'm going to start on my left here. On the trumpet, Jim Godin. He's been with Joint Rockers since the 80s. I don't know what year exactly. About at the same time, Chuck Moore came into the band. I guess those two came in together. Chuck's here on tenor and baritone saxophone. And my uncle Dave West on the drums, founder of the Joint Rockers, member. Also Sam Williams on the bass here.
If you want to place the blame on these guys for getting you involved in this genre, I'm sorry, I hate to use that word, but in the blues idiom, the blues form, give them some blame, man.
Flash the number up on the screen right now because they can talk to these guys live.
There you go. Got to blame it on somebody. I guess maybe adapting the life of a musician is not necessarily going to guarantee you financial rewards, but the other rewards far outweigh the dollars.
Yeah.
At least it's been my experience, and it's good to hear you playing with. I'm sorry, man. I'm overriding you. Finish up introducing the folks.
Oh, that's it. I'm at the
end. What would be the guitar player's name?
Oh, that's Sean Carney.
And Sean Carney, who was, he's our first performer on the Hall Pass program outside the 90-minute market.
All right.
So, you know, we're branching out big time here at WISO. And we're so glad that you guys came down on maybe the hottest day of the year. If it isn't, it sure feels like it.
It's hot.
And it's nice and cool in here, but you guys are warming it up the way it should be warmed up. And knock yourselves out.
All
we're going to take advantage of you.
We appreciate it. We're here for the taking advantage of.
All right. It's a give and take thing.
One day we've got ham and bacon, and the next day ain't nothing shaking. Ain't nobody's business what I do. If me and my baby fuss and fight, and the next day we are all right. Well, it ain't nobody's business what I do. I'm three, I'm seven, and that makes 21. And it ain't nobody's business what I do. Chicken and dumplings, yes, and the next day we ain't got nothing. Well, it ain't nobody's business what I do. And if I should take a notion, I'd go right down, jump in the ocean. And it ain't nobody's business what I do.
Joint Rockers live here in the performance space at the studios of WYSO. So great to have you guys down here so far. We've covered Jivvy Witherspoon and Roscoe Gordon and Johnny Otis. One more trip down Fundamental Lane, man. You're knocking it out, and I don't want to get in the groove way by asking you a bunch of questions. I'll do that later.
Thank you.
baby, speak of her with pride. She goes all the way to make me satisfied. Lord, she my baby, she my baby, what a treat. I can't call her sugar, sugar never was so sweet. And I ain't so surprised, she sucked me in the bed. She manicures my nails, scratched dandruff from my head. Lord, she my baby, she my baby, what a treat. I can't call her sugar, sugar never was so sweet.
Sam Williams, Chuck Moore, Jim Godin, and Sean Carney. Collectively, once again, the Joint Rockers right here at the studios, the performance studios of WYSO. Sean, you want to talk a little bit about your equipment? Or how do you...
Yeah, sure.
I want to ask you a question about, you know, it sounds to me like you've got two or three distinctly different groups.
Well, yeah. Well, let's see. Let's talk my
first. Yeah, equipment
first. My amp, because I got a pretty cool amp. It's a Category 5 amplifier. These are hand-wired, handmade down in Dallas, Texas.
Who's the manufacturer? You're down there in Anson Funderburg territory.
Yeah, actually, Anson had borrowed this amp just a few months ago. I had some work done on it down there in Dallas, and they loaned it to Anson to kind of test drive it, and he said it was okay. So yeah, I guess it was okay to come back up here for me in Ohio.
I'd say that was a good hands-on testimony.
Yeah, you know, they're making amps for guys like you know, Tab Benoit and Jimmy Thackeray, and even Joe Bonamassa has got a couple of Category 5 heads that he's using these days on stage. So, you know, and they're actually starting to show up a lot in the big-time country world, so that's kind of cool to see.
And if I'm not mistaken, that's a Telecustom, the second
style. Yeah, belongs to the bass player here, Sam.
Oh, cool. And if I'm not mistaken, Tab Benoit, I think he plays one of those.
Yeah, he's got a few of these, so actually. He really likes these.
Yeah, I've yet to experience one of those, but it sounds great in here. And yeah, it's a heck of a sales pitch for the amp and the guitar. You know, whether or not you're trying, you're doing it.
You know, and getting to your next question, you know, I'm you know, we're lucky to be working with these guys who were really the first band that I really played out with.
It's their fault.
You know, so, you know, playing with them today, yesterday I was recording a Blues for Cure CD with J.P. Soares and John Richardson and Gina Cecilia and some others, and you know, I was playing with John Richardson on Saturday night, and I'm actually heading over to Hungary tomorrow. I got to catch a flight out of Columbus tomorrow night, and I'll be in Hungary for a big festival there this weekend.
Better watch out, man. You'll be a world traveler.
Well, yeah. I spend
or an old jet setter.
they're beating me up pretty good over there.
I'll bet.
Flying back and forth quite a bit, and I'll be over there for about a month this time in France and also in Spain. And
goodness. Quite an itinerary. You're spreading the Indigo message.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's a funny thing you mentioned about different bands, because I'm playing with the T. Rogers band when I'm in Hungary, and then when I go to France, I play with Pascal and Fred.
No language
I've been
barrier.
With for a long time. No, and then a different band in Spain and a different band in Finland. So, you know, the economics of traveling are really dictating that a lot of us band leaders are traveling on our own these days, and you know, maybe carrying a band around, you know, a few states or a few different countries, but it's really tough to, you know, to afford the logistics of all that.
Well, in those instances, man, the music speaks for itself. So
yeah, it's a
if you got a way of conveying the title of the tune, the rest is not foregone conclusion, but if you're on the same page, it's going to be a strong statement.
It's a pleasure to work with different cats.
That's great, man.
Learn about their culture and their
all about the universal language, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of universal languages, you touched on three archetypal roots artists that anybody who considers himself any kind of depth of knowledge of blues character. Excuse me, blues performer, blues aficionado, should know about those three. And then I think that the fourth cut was your own.
Let's see. No, you know that Sugar's one. Sugar Sweet is actually a Muddy Waters song, but Freddie King is the guy that I really kind of have been influenced by on that particular song.
Oh well. My apologies. I just blew my credibility.
Well, I was going to take credit for it. You know,
do it, man. Do it. You can get away with it.
That's well, great. Thank you.
Well, the more obscure, the better. You know, in an effort to convey a whole relaxed feel up here, you know, I did ask you to put some things on a CD, and I thought, well, he'll come in here with Otis Rush and Luther Tucker, maybe, you know. And you came in with some really deep, as far as Hall of Fame show stuff, it's my third set stuff. I'm great, really. You're going really deep for your influences here, man. And to me, this shows that you're not at all content with being one place artistically. You're growing every step of the way, man. You've really come a long way, Sean. And I remember when the first time you came to the shop, and you came down there with Teenie Tucker, and that beautiful blonde ES5.
Oh, man.
Yeah, where is that guitar?
Well.
It's been a great relationship watching you and listening to you grow, man. And my only problem with you is I'm not sure when I list your songs here on the computer, what is the label?
It's Del Toro.
Del Toro. That sounds good. That sounds
John
good.
Richardson driving me wild.
No bull.
No bull.
Gotcha.
We got the bull.
Well, I was Blues for a Cure. That's a great label too, you know, one that you've really done wonders for. And I have to say that, you know, my wife is benefiting from your work.
That's beautiful.
And she's a positive cancer patient right now. So thank you for spreading the blues gospel, man.
Well, it means a lot to me. You know, my mom's still here because of the great research that they're doing over at the James. So it's
that's where we had the bone marrow transplant was at the James back in November, and it was borderline science fiction, you know. But to be able to see the result of please send money, and you know you do that somewhat blindly, and then to see those kinds of results, man, it's magnificent. It is a blessing, and it's science fiction and all those good things. But we're talking about the blues message tonight. And it's as you're so adroitly demonstrating, it's a universal message. You're taking it around the world, and we're so happy to have you here. Could we hear another one before the top of the hour?
Yeah, we're going to do a Jimmy Reed song called "I'm the Man Down There." This is one I recorded on a CD that I released with my friend Omar Coleman back in 2000. I guess we released that back in 2010.
Great harp player.
And, Omar's really awesome and a fabulous singer, too. So yeah. I was real lucky to get to record a great CD with him that I'm real proud of. And we made two tours in Europe together.
There you go.
And I had a lot of fun doing that. So this is one, you know, I kind of wanted to dig into a little bit of Chicago blues stuff on that particular record. So
I think we will feel comfortable with that.
Yeah, why not?
Second floor, what you don't know, you're reaching too high, man, you're bound to hit the floor, babe. I'm that man down there. I am telling you, man, don't you walk down. Your professor, high up in this school, you're messing with their seat, you ain't messing with no fool. I'm that man down there. And I'm telling you, man, don't you walk down those. We'll be right back. your professor high up in your school. You're messing with their seat. You ain't messing with no fool. Shake my peaches, so better not shake my tree.
Sean Carney and the Joint Rockers live and in living color. About the only thing that was missing on that cut was the ottoman. And maybe you sitting on it and sliding off at the same time, right? That was a trick that only Jimmy Reed could perform. But, Sean, you're giving this music such credibility, and we're going to be merciful on you, man, and give you a – it's the top of the hour. We're going to let you take a little bit of a break. I want to play a few of the cuts you put on disc for me. And get you back up here and take advantage of you. Great. Is that all right? And let's see. You're listening to member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. And a little bit of a blues addendum on Monday night. Regardless of where and how you are picking up our signal, we are a service, an Indigo service. Whether it's Plano, Texas, or the inner west side of Chicago, we're there for you. Well, Ike Turner and one version of his Kings of Rhythm band, and I'm not sure. I wonder if he got rid of Jackie Berenstain because Jackie accidentally got a hit in Ike Turner's name. Huh? The first rock and roll song, Rocket 88? I don't know. That's up for discussion, but we don't want to do that now. Back in the performance space for their second go-around here on the Hall Pass program, the Joint Rockers with Sean Carney and company here from WYSO. Let's make them feel welcome, won't we, listeners? Can you hear them? They're yelling and screaming out there. Knock me out, man.
Summertime is here, and you need something to keep you cool. Summertime is here, and you need something to keep you cool. Hey, little girl, Sean's got something for you. I usually come along just about 11 o'clock. I usually come along just about 11 o'clock. And if you let me cool you this time, you'll be my regular stop. I've got all the flavors, including pineapple too. I've got all the flavors, including pineapple too. Well, now one of my flavors got to be right. Ice cream sandwich, popsicles, Dixie cup, and a push of stew. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Well, I'll cool you off, little girl. I guarantee I'll satisfy. Hello, Chuck.
sandwich, Dixie cups, popsicles, and the push-ups. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Well, I'll cool you off, little girl. I guarantee to satisfy.
Yeah, man, sure enough. And let's see, there was some rock group that played that song a while back. I can't remember right now who originally wrote that song.
I wish him all the best.
I hope he got some royalties from that.
But I'd rather talk about John Brim.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. It was off that, I had that on that double Chess album,
yeah.
John Brim, Who's Muddy Shoes?
Who's Muddy Shoes?
Who's Muddy Shoes was the name of the album, but of course I couldn't remember his name. It's part and parcel of growing old, but hey, I'm a good company to grow old with. Sean Carney and Company, let us take advantage of you again, man.
Gonna do an original song. This is a little thing called Throwback. One, two, three.
I'm a throwback, baby. Old school through and through. Twitter, or have I got a Facebook account, and about your hits on Google, what is the amount? I'm a throwback lady, old school through and through. I don't need to be on LinkedIn to share my love with you.
Nothing throwback about this group, man. This is where I live. Are you kidding? One cut, I don't know if you guys are equipped to do this or not, but if you go back on my playlist over the last couple months, you'll find Drive Me Wild on there quite a bit.
Okay, yeah.
Can you cover that with your current aggregation? Is that a good term?
Absolutely.
Aggregation?
Absolutely.
Your current absolutely. That's right.
We'll take it.
All right, here we go.
Request by Shakin' Dave. Driving Me Wild. Del Toro Records, the title cut from Sean Carney's most recent effort with John Del Toro Richardson and Omar Coleman, J.P. Soares, Driving Me Wild, man. And this has to be, we have to give a little bit of a educational thing going on here a little bit. You know, I'm at a bit of a disadvantage because folks around here are so familiar with you, and that's good. But would you want to talk just a little bit about some of the local influences that maybe are not here anymore that have really influenced you? Before we got started tonight, we were talking about Live at the 502, the old club up on, I'm not sure where it was in Columbus, but Hank Marr, and, you know, he's gone, but I know he was an influence on you. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, well, you know, I was real lucky, you know, when I was a kid back in the 90s when I was kind of getting interested in blues and jazz. You know, Hank was still around in those days, so, you know, he was there for me to, you know, to go hang out and talk to. You know, Hank was a professor at Ohio State University.
That's true, yeah.
And, you know, Chuck was a student of his, and Chuck was also a student of Rusty Bryant's.
Well, that doesn't look like a B3 is holding over there. Is that a King Silver Bell?
Well, you know, both Hank and Rusty taught at Fort Hays High School there in Columbus. And I ended up going through the instrumental music program there, you know, in the 90s when I was in high school.
Wow.
And Chuck, you know, when he graduated, he also went through the instrumental music program, graduated in 79. And Hank, you know, it was pretty cool. Must have been cool back in those days to have Hank and Rusty at teaching your high school music, you know.
I'd say you were really fortunate that there was even a music program out front that long ago. Way back in the 90s, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't have anything like that at Chaminade.
it's still pretty cool, you know. There's still some really great young talent. You know, I'm lucky that I run a blues camp among a lot of other things that I do, you know, back home in Columbus.
Let me carry your guitar case. Let me come up and rap at them.
Let me do anything. Man.
Heck yeah, man. I'd love to talk about the history of the blues.
Party, you know?
I'm eating your time up right now, but gosh, this is how we grow, man. This is how we grow.
Yeah.
And so do you teach, do you take periodic little teaching forays?
Well, you know, I do this week-long camp every year. We're really lucky to have a great facility called the Jazz Academy in Columbus at the Lincoln Theater, which is a historic theater built in the teens and renovated to the tune of, I don't know, about $14, $15 million. And it's just an amazing theater, and they've got this great educational facility with rehearsal rooms and, you know, lots of different drum sets and great amplifiers.
That's great, man. You know, $14 million is not necessarily Indigo.
Yeah,
funds,
yeah. You know, it's,
if they're
it's,
representing us, that's great. Let's take advantage of it.
It's a beautiful thing to see, you know, to see people getting into the arts and to see the city getting into it. And we had a really, you know, I've done this camp now for 6 years with, you know, kids that are about 12 up to early 20s, you know, and they work with us the whole week, and then they put on they actually get to play at the Creekside Blues Festival in Columbus as their final. That's the end of the camp, and they also get to go into a recording studio the day of that concert before they do the big show. So it's a really busy camp. It's a real busy,
sounds well organized
week,
too.
And I've been real lucky. You know, now 6 years now, I'm kind of seeing a lot of the young blues talent in Columbus. I'm real proud to say they've come through my camp. You know, these.
Oh, that's great. That's gotta give you a sense of
it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I became known for working with artists. You know, like, you know, my uncle here and these guys. We worked with Christine Cottrell,
right?
And we're real lucky to work with her, and she was a big influence on me.
Now she passed a quick rundown on Christine Cottrell. She's been. Well,
she died about 10 years ago, and, you know, she was born in 1929 and became a star at a pretty young age, you know, became a rhythm and blues star based out of Nashville, Tennessee, and recorded on Bullet and Tennessee Records, and also on a little bit later she recorded on King and even some unreleased sides on Chess. With Little Walter on guitar, I'm just curious to hear those. I'm as curious as I can be. So
yeah,
we met.
You can't go too deep. Your influences.
You really can't. You know, we met Chris when she, you know, she had really been out of commission for a long time and was really a shut in over in the Linden area in Columbus, and we got with Dan Axt, who had a great radio show at the time, and he had kind of found her really close to where he was living. And, you know, we got to play with her, and I got to work with her for about 10 years, and, you know, she was just great. Wow. And I also got to work with Joe Weaver, who was a Detroit guy, and he was really kind of, he's known as the originator of Detroit funk. And the original Funk Brother, a lot of the, you know, a lot of the original cast of the Funk Brothers came through he had the house band at a place called the 20 Grand in Detroit.
Right.
And he also had the house band at Fortune Records. So, cats like Andre Williams were getting started back in those days in Detroit. And it was kind of the precursor of Motown. And
would have been around Sir Mac Rice time,
yeah,
too.
I've backed Sir Mac a couple times and been real lucky to work with him, too.
That's great, man. So, I hope we're not losing any of our listenership, but this is the stuff. You know, the people that listen to my program, I mean, I've tried to go deep with them. I have. And I hope where we live, Sean, and this is...
Yeah.
Talk a little bit, if you wouldn't mind, about how you got involved with Teeny.
Yeah, well,
Tucker.
You know, Christine had come into contact with a German historian, musicologist who was traveling through the States in the 80s. His name was Norbert Hess, and Norbert had been the agent for Tommy Tucker in Germany and in Europe in the 80s and in the 90s. And, you know, in fact, he tells this great story about Tommy working in Berlin the night the wall came down, and what a incredible party that was. Tommy Tucker and Big J. McNeely playing together on the same bill in Berlin
1980?
On the night the wall came down.
1980 or so?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know or might not know who we're talking about Tommy Tucker and, of course, his high heel sneakers famous release, and Sean was involved in keeping his spirit alive.
And,
continue, brother.
Yeah, so anyway, he had, this guy Norbert Hess had been real interested in interviewing Tommy Tucker's family, and, you know, after Tommy's death, he wanted to document him, and so he came here and spent some time and was also interested in Christine Cottrell, so he made it a point to go and talk to her, and he actually connected Teeny with Christine, and you know, and it was Norbert who learned that Teeny had some interest in singing and had sung in church, and he really was the guy that brought her over to Europe and, you know, really kind of got her acquainted with, you know, singing blues and this kind of stuff, and you know, got her career started. And, you know, and I was lucky to get to go over and play my first really trip in Europe, and my first European work was playing with Teeny.
So you were backing her up?
In Berlin, yeah.
Wow.
I got with her about the time Christine was getting really sick, and I kind of felt like almost like Christine was bowing out and kind of passing the torch on Teeny in a lot of ways, you know.
Well,
and Teeny was, you know, she'd been working over in Europe a bit time with a band called the Jive and Jewels, and, you know, had been working on a repertoire and stuff like that, and certain the stuff she was interested in was the kind of stuff we were playing. You know, my uncle here was in my band at that time, which was called the Night Owls, and you know, we kind of started hanging out and jamming with Teeny, and, you know, eventually, you know, after, you know, her sitting in with me pretty frequently, we eventually decided to get together and put a band together, and again, my uncle was in various versions of that band, and we recorded her Tommy's Girl CD, and then went down to Austin, Texas, and recorded her First Class Woman CD with Kaz Kazanoff, and were also those songs on that
the black top horn section.
Yeah, it was a treat, man. And Nick Curran was also a guest on that CD.
Oh, great!
So
yeah.
It was really
soulful
cool
cat.
To play with Nick, and you know, those were my first real attempts at songwriting. Were, you know, those songs on that First Class Woman album. So I'm still real proud of those tunes.
No, you should be, man, and it should make you feel very, very warm and accomplished, not in the past tense, but that you got Teeny back out there. And, you know, I had a similar experience back in 1990 with Robert Ward, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And if I don't do anything else in this lifetime, the fact that I got him hooked up with Noman and Hammond Scott.
Oh, man, beautiful.
And Kaz.
And Kaz, yeah.
Dr.
Kaz
Kazanoff.
Those albums, too, man. What a great cat. What a talented guy.
I know what a rewarding feeling it is, and I appreciate what you've done. Sean.
Well, thank you.
Bless your brother. And you're keeping the music alive. You got it all in perspective. You got it channeled correctly. I got to ask your bass player, that looks a whole lot like an EB3 Gibson.
Oh, no, this is a Midtown. 2014 Midtown. That's right. Midtown, yes.
Oh, there you go. Okay. It is a Gibson.
Is a Gibson.
You got the tuner over the logo. And
yeah, I do.
I'm getting old and blind and deaf, man. You know.
Sorry about that.
Sean, you always. It sounds great, man. Looks great. Sounds great. Look sharp, feel sharp, be sharp, right?
Love it.
Sean, you're making contributions from an educational standpoint, from a scholarly standpoint, from you're absolutely giving of your time, man, and we're appreciative. You're doing so much to keep this genre alive. I use that word again. I'm sorry.
But, we can.
The form, huh? But so, what can we plug? We can't plug a future gig. You're going to be overseas.
Yeah. You know, I was just visiting with my buddy Marty Romy, and he reminded me that we're going to be at the Riff Raff. Actually, Marty and Dave and I will be at the Riff Raff. I believe that's August 9th.
Coming up August
there,
the 9th, down on
Riff Raff.
You know, I've never been to that club. I know it's a couple doors down from the old Canal Street. But
it's cool. It's nice and clean in there, and good food.
Local blues, Canal Street, or excuse me, run it by again.
Riff Raff.
August the 9th?
Yeah, I believe so.
Well, Marty will correct me, I'm sure. Yeah. But I'll get that plugged in a couple weeks, or over the next couple weeks. Well, you know, we're doing a lot of talking, and you're very good. You're very adept at conveying the message of the blues and the historical importance, the values. But let's let you play.
All right.
What about could you do high heel sneakers?
Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to do a song that. I do
what you want, brother.
And I do another Tommy Tucker tune that I kind of smashed together. So.
Cool.
We'll do that here.
There you go.
I appreciate the request. Let's see. This will be in C.
They call me Long Talk. Thank you.
cause we're going out tonight. You better bring some boxing gloves out in case some fool might wanna fight.
Dave West, on the bass guitar, Sam Williams, the saxophone manned very adequately by Chuck Moore, on trumpet, Jim Godin, and that guitar guy, spelled G-I-T-A-R, the one and only Sean Carney, and we've been getting a lesson in I don't want to call them local legends. I was standing here listening to you just now, and I can remember exactly where I was the first time I heard High Heel Sneakers. You know, it's really emphatic music that maybe I'm just getting old and, you know, admitting to my influences or whatever, man. But I even know where I was, it's great to hear this music, and I don't know how much advantage we can take of you. if you want to play, let these horn players have been such good guys all night. Want to let them stretch out a little bit?
Sure, absolutely.
And I keep jumping in on your horn there, man. Is that a King, the big one's a King Silverbell?
This is a big King Chamberlain Silver Barrel 1939.
Mercy. Mercy, Miss Percy. That's a good one. That wouldn't
be
a mark.
It's an adventure to play because some days she's a good lady.
Yeah.
And other days not so much.
I can understand. And she probably, if she could have, well, she has a voice, but I don't think she'd say that about you, but maybe she does.
But she's always classy and shiny.
Yep. And a beautiful presence, man. Is that a Mark V?
No. This is a. This is a Yamaha Tenor Custom. So this is basically the best Mark VI you can buy now.
I see.
Because they don't make Mark VIs anymore.
I'm sorry. That's what I know. Mark VI was what I meant to say. But
yeah.
I got old groups on my mind here. And Jose Higgins was my sax player for years and years and years. And he still has his Mark VI. It doesn't look very shiny, though.
You know, Jim and I played for now 40 years, and we went to a gig once in high school, and I had a Mark VI, and somebody felt that they needed to appropriate it from me. So, you know, things like that happen sometimes, right?
Have mercy. And you never saw it again?
No.
Oh. Well, that's enough impetus for a lifetime of blues tunes, you know?
That's right. Got me to play the blues.
Amen. Yeah. Well, it's been – I'm by no means am I cutting you guys off. I just – I feel like I'm at your mercy. I want you guys to do what you want to do. Just let us have it, man.
Okay.
We're going to slow it on down. How about Lover with a Feeling?
Oh, yeah.
From the five. G from the five. One, two, three.
Love.
shakes all over when she walks. Made a blind man see. She made a dumb man talk. She loved me with a feeling. She loved me with a feeling. She loved me with a feeling. Oh, she don't love me at all. Oh, cops took her in. That woman didn't need no bail. She wiggled one time for the judge. The judge put the cops in jail. She loved me with a feeling. She loved me with a feeling. She loved me with a feeling. Oh, she don't love me at all.
You're listening to Member Supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. And I am not going to let you guys escape on that beautiful slow number. Lay it on us one more time, please, please. I got love, I got everything. I think it's pretty safe to assume that they do love you, Sean. We are so pleased and proud to have you here at the Performance Space on this last day of June. And thank you so much for coming down. Sean Carney on guitars, on drums, Dave West on bass, Sam Williams on big baritone and tenor sax, Chuck Moore, Jim Godin. Do you have anything to do with building guitars? This is probably not an original statement. Jim Godin on trumpet, and he has the last name of a rather famous guitar manufacturer. And once again, Sean Carney on guitar. I don't know how to end this. So thank you so much for coming down. I mean, if you want to play, man, the space is yours. If you made your statement, that's cool too. I've got a number of cuts that you put on your CD for me.
How about one more? Huh?
Yeah, that'd be great. Okay. Always one more time, man. Always one more time. And we are appreciative of your licks, brother.
It's my pleasure. This is a song that I got to record with Noah. Actually, we were listening to Noah earlier and talking about him.
You guys are equally passionate.
He's a monster, you know. And we recorded this song together because we're both big fans of Albert Collins. I should switch to the Telecaster, but I'm kind of lazy.
Well, nobody knows that, but everybody that's listening.
But, Noah and I recorded this together. This will be on the next Blues for Cure CD coming out. You know, we've kind of gotten way behind on getting Volume 6 out there, so we've decided we just recorded Volume 7 yesterday, so we just decided that we would do a double CD release in February for the IBC, so we're going to get both of those out.
Well, we definitely need warmed up in February, man.
Yeah,
for
you
sure.
Can't ever get enough good hot blues in February. So here's one by Albert Collins called Get Your Business Straight.
Get your business straight, babe. Get your business straight, babe. Get your business straight, honey. Get your business straight, babe. Get your business straight, baby. I'm tired of fooling around with you. I sent you to the wash house to wash my clothes. The next day you tell me you didn't want to go. Get your business. Thank you.
get your business straight, babe. Get your business straight, honey. Get your business straight, baby. I'm tired of fooling around with you. Here come your mama. She's looking at me funny. You tell all them lies, babe. Say, I ain't got no money. Get your business straight, honey.
Iceman would be very proud of you, Sean, playing that song on a big box, huh? Would that be from the early days of Albert Collins on TCF Hall?
Well,
or Alligator? I don't know, man. That's good stuff.
It's from that early Alligator.
Year. Early Alligator, yeah. You brought him up. I got to tell you my one Albert Collins story. Before they rearranged Jilly's and the stage was on where the bar is now, I had gone on a picnic with my family. We got down to Jilly's at the side door late one Sunday night, and I promised, this is the truth, Albert was doing his, you know, going out the door and playing on the street. I met him outside the club with his guitar in his hands. I mean, he was playing, and he stepped outside the club door. That's my Albert Collins story.
Beautiful, man.
But, you know, he had a longer cord than Buddy Guy, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe Guitar Slim had the longest cord.
That's true. I saw Buddy Guy at some club or some up in northern Michigan, and he copped that whole Guitar Slim thing. Didn't really endear me to him, but, you know, he was trying to reach the masses. I'm a Buddy Guy fan from back in the Vanguard days.
Yeah, me too.
It's I'm yours, brother. The show is yours. You know, if you want to do one more, if you want to leave, if you want to stay all night. I mean, that's up to you.
I don't know how much more octane we got.
I understand. I understand. We are eternally grateful for bringing all this equipment down here and perhaps maybe enriching, maybe enlarging the performance space just maybe a quarter of an inch or so. You know, there's been some great vibes go down in here.
Yeah.
Sean, we've talked about the future of the blues. We've given a lot of credibility to the past and shown how you're a real artist at bringing all these influences in, still making them your own, man. You know, I did an interview with Duke Robillard over the phone, and I said, "Well, Duke, there's a lot of people that really enjoy your music here in the Miami Valley." And he said, "Well, thank you." That was it. And I said, well, you know, you have a special artistry about you that as soon as no matter who it is you're representing, you know, people still know it's you. And he, well, that's called channeling, man. And yeah, you're doing it too, brother. You've developed in so many areas that you need two or three groups to accommodate your chops, man. Thank you, Sean.
I sure appreciate it, Dave. It's been a pleasure to be here. Thanks for.
Well, you know, I'm turning into a moldy fig here. You know, we've got this beautiful performance space, and once a month, Juliet's kind enough to come in and share her talents. And this will be out on record here in about a week. So,
all right, I'll be waiting for my royalties.
we'll send you a royalty check. You're doing wonderful service, man. You're educating the kids. You're educating this kid, and you know, you're keeping the music alive. You're keeping the tradition. You're bending the rules within the framework. All the things that this old guy really appreciates. And thanks for coming in to the performance space tonight.
Our pleasure. Thank you, Dave.